biggest problem that guys who get into the whole PUA thing don't get is they don't understand that you got to move past it. They're still using routines. They're still using the lines that they read in the book. They don't integrate it. They don't go deeper. They don't try to understand why it works. And the most important part is they're not leveling up on this journey. And so they use some of the lines, some of the routines. They get in a relationship. They think, okay, this is it. I got it. I'm done. And then that relationship doesn't last. And so here's a clip from last week's call where I explain why those relationships will never last, why they shouldn't last, and also why women have like such a bad perception of the whole PUA world. And most of it's justified. They're like, we'll do your profile for you. And I remember Tim Ferriss talked about that at one of our seminars. I don't think it's ethical. I think it's shady. Because like I could write your profile and then I could even message the girls. You have to read it to catch up. Like, here's the cliff notes of all the stuff I've said. So the problem is, it's not you building the connection. And so anytime that's the case, where it's not you building the connection, let me repeat that. Anytime it's not you building the connection, it's never going to work. Anytime you're copying someone else, anytime you're being inauthentic, anytime you're using PUA lines or openers or stuff that you read in a book or online, it's not authentic, it's not you. So if the woman starts liking what you're presenting, eventually all those, it's like you're a cover band. They're not your songs. So eventually they realize like, oh wait, this guy isn't the guy I was digging. And so that's why so much pickup PUA stuff out there, PUA coaches and the whole community has such a bad reputation. And that's why so many women are against it. And rightfully so, because you're manipulating women into falling for you. So the crazy, different perspective of that is level yourself up. Like, spend the time, spend the energy, improve yourself, work on your social skills, get better at communicating, get better at flirting. And then when the woman actually likes you, she's liking you for you. And then eventually the mask doesn't come off because it's you. And once that newness energy wears off, she'll maybe hopefully stick around because it's you that she likes. And that's really the secret to all this. So many guys, they'll just copy and paste what they hear out there, what they see out there, and then have a little success. And they're like, okay, I'm good. But they never leveled up. And also, more importantly, they never understood why that stuff worked. Like, oh, hey, giving a girl 1,000% of my attention and energy right away and opening up and sharing all these personal things right away. Oh, that wasn't a good tactic. Like, I wonder why. Whereas kind of being a guy who isn't chasing her, like you're acting like you're the prize. You're asking her actually questions where you really want to know the answer to it, something that you're genuinely interested in. And then she gives you an answer, and then you follow up because, again, you're genuinely interested in it. So that's where this all should go. And so when you ask these opener questions, like, oh, what are three things that make you interesting? Well, the guys are just repeating something they heard. They're not like going into like, why does that work? And, oh, hey, this is... By asking three questions, it's not just, or give me three examples, it's not just the first thing that she always says, or even the second thing. Like, maybe on the third, that's where she has to go a little deeper. And now all of a sudden, it's different than what other guys are saying and doing. And now you're getting deeper into her. And so then there's more of a connection built. So then when you do the online dating and go out on the dates, if you're not looking at that from the same perspective of like, hey, let me try to level up, let me try to build a connection, it's not going to work. And then the other thing, which is the basic rule, is anytime there's a girl out there that you're attracted to, like, forget all the pickup stuff, forget all the stuff that we've learned, the books we've read and all that. Like, before any of this stuff was out there, let's go back in time 40 years, 50 years, before any of this PUA stuff was out there. Yeah, there was guys always giving guys tips out there, older brothers, dads, something. But like, one of the simplest rules ever out there was, when there's a woman you're attracted to, go talk to her. PUA guys go out and do 20 approaches a day, 100 approaches a week, whatever. 20 approaches a week is my first homework assignment. But they're not really approaching women that they're really attracted to. So when you see a girl that you're really attracted to, you want to already be ready to talk to her. So how do you get ready? By practicing a whole bunch with other girls. And then when you see a girl you really like, you're like, oh, okay, this one actually counts. You should be a little nervous because this is one that actually matters. This is one that you actually hope works out versus the other 20 chicks I talked to last week. Well, that was just practicing my conversation skills, getting acclimated to cold approaching, getting comfortable and being able to accept rejection. So like rejection therapy. So all that is to prepare, just like martial arts training, is to prepare for the fight that happens 5 years from now. Well, all this stuff is to prepare when you actually come across a girl that you see. And whether it's energy, whether it's your heart, whether it's your DNA, whatever it is, Cupid, you see her, all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, there's something about that girl. And it could be a girl I look at and don't even think twice about, wouldn't even look twice at her. But like for you, you're like, oh my God, that's the one. Then you approach because, hey, this is what we've been practicing for. So a simple rule too is just anytime you have that feeling, you always approach. Well, how do you do, just like a baseball game, like at the bottom of the ninth when you're up to hit, and you could, if you get a home run, you win the game for your whole team. Like, well, you practice all the other time for in those moments where it actually matters.